Hallelujah. If you open up your Bibles to the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. In the 7th verse. With everything that we're going through and everything that we're experiencing, I've come to the conclusion, Brother Daniel, that it's all right. It's all right. When they threw the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, they said, it's all right. Our God is with us. When they threw Daniel in the lion's den, he said, it's all right. My God is with us, with me, and I will not bow down. When we find ourselves in our fiery furnaces, but Tony, we can say, it's all right. How do we say it's all right? Because we've already experienced the greatness and the vastness of God. And we already know without a shadow of a doubt that what he did before, he's more than able to do now. Amen. So we can tell ourselves, it's all right. It's all right that we're going through. It's all right we're being tried and tempted on every angle. It's all right that we might have sickness in our bodies. It's all right that we have financial difficulties. It's all right that we're going through in our minds and in our souls. It's all right that we're going through on our jobs. It's all right that we're going through in our homes. It's all right that we have problems in our churches. It's all right. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever it is that we're dealing with, that God is more than able to get us through it. We try to avoid our trials, but your trials bring forth purpose in your life. Without purpose in your life, there's no transition from hope to hope and from faith to faith. You have to move. You have to have a transition. You have to have a transition so that you can know that that God did, he's still doing. So that when you get to where you think you're going, you know that God is already there making a way of escape for you. In the 7th verse, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them the water out of the rock, so that thou give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, which God did not tell him to do. He took it upon himself to call them rebels. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? God didn't say nothing about you fetching it either. As Moses lifted up his head and with his rod, he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. There is a certain problem with everything that's going on here. Moses has allowed them to get up under his skin. You can't allow your circumstances, your trials, your persecutions, your aggravations, your distresses, anything that you're going through to get up under your skin to cause you to move in the opposite direction that God has already purposed in your life. You can't allow tragedies in life to change your sense of direction. You can't allow your circumstances to separate you from the way you're purposed to move in God. Moses has allowed these things to affect him. He's allowed the way they live to affect him. He's allowed their attitude to affect him. He allowed their disposition to affect him. Whereas when God told him to do one thing, he did something else. Instead of fulfilling that which God told him to do, he fulfilled the emotions that was fuming in his flesh. You can't allow things to separate you from your purpose in God. And we have. We have allowed things, situations, circumstances and persecutions. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou assembly together. God first told him, Moses, take the rod. Take it. Gather everyone together. Why? Because the Bible says, forget not the assembling of yourselves in the house of God. What you see on TV may be good, but God wants you to find you a house to go to where you can worship in spirit and in truth, because your body is so important to the rest of the body that God wants you to assemble yourself with them. There are things that come up in your lives that keep you from going to the house of God. That ain't true. It is true. The way I felt this morning could have possibly kept me from coming to church if I had submitted myself to the way I was feeling. You can't submit yourself to the way you feel. You have to obey the word of God. And when God speaks to you, you have to do it exactly the way he says. You can't lean to the left and you can't lean to the right or deviate from what God has commanded you to do. God told him to take the rod, and Aaron thy brother, speak unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth water. All he had to do was say, rock, loose the water. See how simple it could have been? It was so simple. Moses, take the rod, which is your authority, which I have given thee, and speak unto the rock. Call those things that are not as though they are. Though the rock have no water in it, if you speak unto it, I'll bring forth that which no man has ever seen. I'll cause the rock to cry out. Speak to it, Moses. God's telling you to speak to your situations. Speak to them. Bind up some stuff. Stop crying about it and bind it up. You have that authority. You have that right because the word has given it to you. God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, has given you that authority. If you don't use your authority, why have it? Use your authority. Speak to things. Don't allow things to get into your spirit to move upon your flesh to separate you from what God has ordained or called you to. God says, speak to the rock, Moses. If you speak to the rock, it shall give thee enough drink for the whole congregation and the beast. Now, I don't know how many folks was in there. In that 3.5 million people. Think about it. If Moses speaks to the rock, it's going to give 3.5 million people water to drink. When you speak and call those things into existence that are not, there is no limit to the blessing that God can pour forth into your life. He didn't say cuss it. He said speak to it. He didn't say murmur about it. He said speak to it. He didn't say complain about it, but he said speak to it. Well, Moses was upset because they were getting all the blessings of God, and all they did was murmur and complain. God fed them in the wilderness, and all they did was murmur and complain. He allowed what they were doing and their attitude to affect his attitude and his disposition. You can't allow other folks' disposition and attitudes to affect you. If you don't think you can handle it, then you don't need to be around them. But here he is, the man of God, not taking anything from Moses. He's a powerful man of God, a great man of God that God used to deliver Israel out of Egypt. God used him. He's the same man of God that stood before the Red Sea and lifted up his rod, and the Red Sea opened, and the people of God crossed across, baptized into the Red Sea. He's the same one that led them in the wilderness. But every now and then you get a little frustrated with your circumstances. I'm the first. You get frustrated with the situations you have to deal with, and you become overstressed and full of anxiety with some of the people you have to deal with. And it's very possible that it can move you in a direction that you really don't need to be moving in. It's designed to pull you out of the blessing zone and place you into a zone where God's not moving yet. Well, where is God not moving? God's not moving if you get out from under the clouds. Say, well, we don't have any clouds in this day. Yeah, we do. Jesus is your cloud. And if you don't obey the word of God, you leave that cloud. So here Moses is. All he got to do is walk up and say, rock, yield the water. He didn't have to say in God's name, in Jehovah's name. All he had to do was just say, rock, yield the water. Like all you got to do is speak to your problems. Call them blessings instead of troubles. Paul made the statement, it's just a light affliction. Well, Moses was upset. He was outdone with the people of God that because they murmured and they complained and they bellyached. Anybody know anybody like that? Don't a good thing ever come out of their mouth? It's always complaining and murmuring and bellyaching about what they don't have and what they should have had and what somebody should have done for them and what somebody didn't do. When we ought to just be thanking God for life. Moses, he was upset. He was stressed out. He was weighted down because he took on something that he wasn't supposed to take on. So he took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels. You know what that is? That's when you get mad at somebody and you start calling them devils. That's like, say Brother Tony did something I didn't like, so all of a sudden I'm saying, devil. He not no devil, he's still Brother Tony. Because you have to understand that people go through stuff that they really don't want to be going through. And you have to encourage them so that they don't get a chance to complain and bellyache. But when they complain and bellyache to you, you get right on in the midst of it. Yeah, girl, you know you right. Yeah, bruh, you said that right. You done made yourself a part of their complaining and their murmuring. And went right along with Moses. He went right along with him. He's the priest that God placed. He was the speaker. He was the one that spoke for Moses. Y'all don't hear me. I'm almost done. Here they are. Moses then called the folks devils. Hear now, you devils. You rebels. Do we have to get it for you too? See how aggravated he is? Do I have to get them for you too? How can he get something that he ain't even called forth yet? There's no water. He hasn't spoke to the rock. The rock isn't yielding its fruit to them yet. But he says, do we have to get it for you? How many times folks upset you, you say, do I have to do everything for you? I'd have said that a whole lot of times. Do I got to do everything? So Moses lifted up his hand with his rod and he spoke the rock instead of speaking to the rock. your aggravation and disappointments with things that you're going through and people that aggravate you will cause you to do the direct opposite of what God tells you to do. He got emotionally involved in what they were. Instead of not taking it personal, he took it personal and he became emotional with his feelings and he smote the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Well, it was going to yield the same thing whether he smote it or spoke to it, but God told him to speak. If he had a spoke to the rock, God would have got all the glory. But because he smote the rock, the folks thought he had more power than God. But because he was so emotionally involved in what was going on, he never thought that the rock represented Jesus. And when he smote the rock, it wasn't enough. He hit it a second time. Now he's just flat out mad. Because according to Bible scholarship, I'm understanding that when he smote the rock the first time, it didn't yield what he needed it to yield because God told him to speak to it. So he smoked it a second time and it had no choice but to give up that which God had already was going to bring forth anyway. I don't want to get so bent out of shape and emotionally involved in what other folks are dealing with and what other folks are going through and what folks are saying about me and what folks are doing to me that I don't remember to lift up his name. Moses lifted up his hand with his rod and smote the rock twice. Showing just how angry, frustrated that he was. How many times has God told you to speak to your situation and you decided to try to beat up on it? Hear that dog out back barking? He understands. You have got to hold fast to your profession of faith. And you can't allow things, circumstances, and problems to detach you from God. With great expectations, I'm looking for everything that God has ever promised me. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter how bad I feel. It doesn't matter what crazy things I may think. I'm with great expectation, expecting God to move. If you don't expect him to move, he's not going to move. He'll move all around you. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. But see, when you miss God the way Moses missed God, you lose something in the transition. Instead of Moses just saying, the people are really aggravating me, but that's all right. They complain and they murmur and they bellyache, but that's all right. They don't appreciate God the way I appreciate God, but that's all right too. Instead of him just saying, that's all right, and doing as God commanded him to do, which was to speak to the rock, he became emotionally involved with everybody else's disposition. When you become emotionally involved in what other people are dealing and doing, you become them. Instead of being and representing God in the fullness of his glory so that they want to be you. You are the living, breathing, walking epistle of God. You have to command those things that are not to become what they should be. Sometimes it doesn't change when you think it should change. Sometimes you seem like you're in a valley experience and you don't seem to be able to get out. Sometimes the wilderness is all around you and you can't see through all the wind and the dust and things that are blowing in your way. But you have to have faith and confidence in God and understand that the blessing is just on the other side. Sometimes you don't receive the blessing till you get through the trial. But you'll never make it until you first come to the conclusion that it's all right. Because I understand that the financial difficulty that I'm experiencing now, God is working it out for my good. It's okay that the sickness that I'm dealing with now, it's going to work out for my good. All right, the persecution and the affliction that I'm undergoing from other folks, it's all right. It's going to work out for my good. Because I know that the word of God says, all things work out for the good to them that love God. And seeing that we love God, it's going to work out for our good. Because when God brings you through your sickness, he gets the glory. Because now you can say, you know, I had cancer, but God delivered me. You can say, I was about to lose my house, but God made a way of escape for me. They were persecuting and afflicting me at work. Guess what? I walked in Monday morning and they were no longer there. But my God, they sure put you through when they were there. But you held on to your confidence in God, which strengthened you in every area and phase of your life so that you could give God praise in the midst of tragedy. You give God praise in the midst of persecution. You give God praise through in your sickness. You learn to give God praise regardless of what it was that you were going through, regardless of what you experienced, or regardless of what you thought, regardless of how emotionalized you have become. Why? Because I decided that I would speak to my situation instead of fighting it. The Bible says the eagle gets right into the center of the storm and spreads its wings. We want to get in the storm and fight. The storms that just hit up north. Was that up north? The tornadoes. West? Southwest? I don't know. All I know, they hit. I saw where one guy says at the last minute, he heard a voice say, go in your basement. He said he didn't want to go, but he followed that voice. And that tornado, listen. Didn't touch the house to his left, didn't touch the house to his right, but ripped his house completely out. But guess what? He was in a place of safety because he listened to that still small voice. You got to hear God when he speaks. But if you're battling and you're fighting and you're complaining and you're murmuring and you're bellicking because you're going through something, because you're sick or because your finances ain't right, you will smite that thing and you will continually battle up against it and you won't hear God when God says, I'm here. So I've learned to understand that whatever God has promised, he keeps his promises long as you keep yourself in the secret place of the Most High. And that's a place that only you can find in God. We want to depend on the prophet, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher. You have to depend on the God in you. Because, see, we make mistakes. We're not big enough to admit that we make mistakes, but we are. We make plenty of mistakes. But you have to know God for yourself and understand that the same way he moves for me or anybody else, he can move for you. But you got to stop beating on the rock and start speaking to that thing. And just say, you know what? I'm real tired, but it's all right because God will renew my strength. I don't feel good today, but it's all right because I know that God is a healer. My finances ain't right, but it's all right because I know that God can move mountains. Whatever it is you're going through, you have to say it's all right and realize that God is still with you and God can take care of every circumstance and situation that you're going through. But you got to do what? You got to believe. Because Moses disobeyed God, he missed out on what God purposed for him. Only you have the authority to make yourself miss God's purpose in your life. Satan can't do it. I can't do it. No brother or sister can't do it. Only you have the ability and the authority to miss out on what God has for you. I'm not going to miss out on a thing. Trouble has been everywhere. Trials have been powerful. But God is greater. You have to tell yourself that you deserve everything that God has for you. And then you have to position yourself where you need to be. And regardless of whether it's in a storm or you're in a trial of life, and say, you know what, Father? Thank you. And I praise you. Start speaking to your circumstance and stop fighting up against it. Because you'll never win that battle. Because your victory is in your praise. Your victory is in your worship. Your victory is in the Word of God. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Father, I speak to my rock this morning. And I certainly call those things that are not as though they are. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that I can do all things through you who has strengthened me. And the impossible becomes the possible. The sickness becomes healing. The trouble becomes delivered. Because, Father, I'm looking past the natural and I'm seeing in the spirit and I'm seeing things the way that you see them. Because I've been transformed in the renewing of my mind and I'm letting this mind which was in Christ now habitate in me. So, Father, my vision is no longer mine, but it belongs to you. My hearing is no longer mine, but it belongs to you. So inhabit the praise that I offer unto you. Because, Father, I'm speaking to those things. And I'm calling those things that are not as though they should be. And I shall not be moved until you move. Hallelujah. I shall not give up. Because I know that you are a way maker and it's given unto them that endureth all the way to the end, not to the quick or the swift, but to him that endureth. So, Father, I'm enduring because my confidence is in you. My faith is in you. I know that all things shall work out for my good because I'm called according to your word. So, Father, I stand on the promises, and I believe you, and I trust you today. Have your way in my life. Move on your people, in your people, and through your people. Let the blessings flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Come on and give God some praise.